everybody, TC here again with another audio blog post for you. Today I'm actually going to look at two songs, one for the troll and one for the not-so-giant giants. The one playing underneath right now is the troll song, but before I get into that, I had a conversation with more than a couple people now that I've been back in Wisconsin, and one of the concerns that was brought to my attention is that some people aren't really sure they want to audition for the show because they don't think they have the right singing voice for a musical. And I say that's okay. See, I've never considered myself much of a singer. When left to my own devices to sing, like choir sing, solo singing, that's not for me. My favorite kind of singing is when I'm a character and I'm singing in a character voice. Then I feel like I'm a little more comfortable and I'm a little more able to get some of the notes that might be out of my range in a normal voice, but when I'm singing like this, I don't know what voice that was. I will never use it again. But when singing in a weird voice, I tend to be able to get to a different range in my voice. So I say to these people who are worried about wanting to be a part of the show but not feeling like they have the pipes, don't worry about it. I don't write complicated music. Luckily, I have two fantastic composers who helped me turn all of this easy music I wrote into legitimate songs. But for the most part, I wrote these songs in a range that I'm comfortable singing. Sure, I'm expecting to go up the notch on the girls, or up the octave for the girl songs and whatnot. But for the most part, I think these songs are pretty comfortable. And what I'm looking for are characters before I'm looking for great singers. I'm looking for actors who can really devote all their imagination to creating interesting and fun and sympathetic and characters. People that are full and not just cookie cutter as they would seem in fairy tales. So don't worry about your singing. That being said, why don't we take a look at a couple of these songs today? No one comes into these lands without passing through here. I am a troll, and this here is my bridge. The Baron makes me keep our people seeking him. So now quake in fear at the sound of... The troll song here is a perfect example of the kind of music that I love to write. I love to cram as many words into a phrase, to a measure as possible, so that tongue twisters and alliteration and more words than you think could be possible can all be crammed into a phrase. Now, the troll doesn't necessarily have to deal with that in his introduction here, where he's talking about life in the Briar Patch and his desire to go to night school. But, so the troll doesn't have any complicated singing off the bat here, but once Scarlet Sandstone are entered into the mix, the amount of words double, and it's, I know the song so well because, well, I've been working on it forever. I'm curious to see how Sandstone and Scarlet handle so many words. I'm wondering if we'll have to speed the tempo up as we go along once they really get the words down, but it's fun. I love that word. I love wordplay. I love tongue twisters. Wedding day. Don't listen to him, Mr. Troll. He's only here to harm. He only cares about their reputation. Great moment here with Scarlet and Sandstone, courtesy of Jameson. I had written harmonies, and I thought I'd come up with something pretty good, but when I handed it off to Jameson to spice it up for me a little bit, Just listen to these harmonies he came up with. He said it's all a bunch of threats, while all I want to do to you is talk. If you agree to hold him off, then I will agree to set you free. So let us walk. I can see this is madness. You were supposed to fight. Don't tell me that this chatter jar is better than my pride. I speak with my sword. If you quake in place, I see your way. Please go on your feet. So great. I'm excited to hear that live being sung by Sandstone and Scarlet. My original intention for this song was to have it played on the banjo, but believe it or not, it's difficult to find banjo players. So, very impressive that Jameson was able to take the computerized banjo that I used originally in this song and turn it into to what it is now.
It's Prince Chester. What? All right.
So why don't we go on to the Giants song now?
Hold. I hear something with my titanic ears. I see something with my mighty eyes. What is this?
As Scarlet and Lily are making their way closer and closer to the Briar Patch, and they're meeting the cronies of the Baron. They've met the troll and negotiated with him, and now they come across the giant. And as I said in the written blog, the giant post a few weeks back, the giant is ridiculous. The simple fact that it's someone who's tiny, who honestly believes themselves to be this 100-foot creature is ridiculousness. That being said, this song, I went through 3 or 4 versions of this song. This song was a giant unto itself because I didn't want it to just be a repeat of the troll song. And the wolf has a great solo, which I had written already. So I was stuck on the giant, and basically it came down to keeping it simple. So paying homage, as this show has continued to do with its characters and its dialogue and its songs and its staging and whatnot, this song pays tribute to my love of improv, using the old hoedown number.
I'd really like to hear more of this amazing story. If you think you can convince me, better not make it boring.
Part of me took a moment to kind of consider, well, Lily has this opportunity to speak to the audience all the time. I almost feel like she could take a moment here to get ideas from the audience and force Scarlet and the Giant to improv a song every night, but I realized just how absolutely impossibly complicated that could be. So instead I just used the tune and wrote the lyrics for it. And this is another, goes back to what I said when I started this post, that this isn't singing. The Giant isn't singing. It's speak singing. This is a character voice singing. So hopefully people interested in playing such a silly character will come prepared to be okay being a bad singer. Don't worry. I got a great musical director, a great vocal director with Don Frazen. He was able to make me sing songs in Baby a few years back, and hitting high notes I didn't think I could possibly ever hit. So his skill as a vocal director will be put to good use in this show. So again, those who feel they might not exactly have the pipes for a musical, quit thinking like that. Come on. Come out and have some fun. Anyway, there you go. The Troll and the Giant song. I guess I spoke more about other things than the songs themselves, but I figure this gives you guys a good taste of what to expect. So feel free to leave comments below, and hopefully I will be getting songs out a little quicker now that I'm local and have very little to do except focus on this wonderful show as it gets closer and closer to time. See everybody again soon.
I'm supposed to eat you, but I'm willing to listen, especially if you think you can go and beat the Baron.